I introduced this resolution on ocean governance, and this is about protecting the global common, the oceans all around us, and us as an island nation in Ireland, surrounded by the sea. It's really important for us that we have a healthy, healthy ocean. You know, even this week in Ireland, we've had Minister Malcolm Noonan introduce a protection on basking sharks in Irish waters. And people all over the coastline of Ireland, from Tramore, Waterford, right across the coast, north-south, will be familiar with this very passive creature, the basking shark, which is given this status. But it's way beyond that. It's about protecting biodiversity in the oceans. And we can only do that if our oceans are healthy. The very significant part of this resolution is that in the Arctic, I have put in a clause to stop the exploration and exploitation of fossil fuels in the Arctic and in the Antarctic. So this means there's another drive towards pushing away from the use of fossil fuels, which are creating this huge climate catastrophe. And I suppose the face of that has been Pakistan recently, where we've seen unbelievable flooding, unprecedented. And this is the problem with climate change, these extremes. So my resolution on ocean governance is to focus leaders' minds and policy people's mind as we go into the COP convention in Montreal in December. And this is the Convention on Biodiversity. And it's to focus minds so people recognise that the oceans have to be protected. There has to be common governance. And we have to recognise that under the auspices of the climate crisis and the biodiversity crisis.
What happens if people ignore the likes of those resolutions and the calls to try and do something to protect the oceans?
It's at our peril, really. You know, the oceans are more than 70% of the planet Earth that we live on is surrounded by oceans. So this resolution is really setting a signal and sending a signal to policymakers and leaders that here in the European Parliament, that there will be a good majority in support of this resolution. And it basically sets out the pathway that the way we are treating our oceans and our seas at the moment in terms of pollution, exploitation of minerals, extraction of fisheries using very harsh methods, raking up the seabed, that we need marine protected areas where there's 30% by 2030 of marine protected areas where we give the resources, the stocks, a chance to reproduce so that we have those not only more fish in the sea, but that we have a healthy ocean ecosystems and habitats that will be important not only for our generation, but for future generations to come.